Let's get to the dick joke.
Why did I fucking lose you here? Oh, no. America. Our last export was the Madonna sex book. Did you see that? Did you have the same effect it had on me as you? Almost a jaw-breaking fucking yawn. Oh! That's it? That's the whole book? Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's pretty good, but it's okay.
25 pounds for that thing? Man, for 25 pounds, you can actually have sex. Twice if you're in Cowley. Yes, they have to make ends meet. Oh, man, I keep mentioning. I had to do a radio show over there, and I just thought I just found Alabama of the fucking Britain soil. Wow. This is where Oscar Wilde went to school. Cowley? No, across the river. Oh, okay. See, I'm a connoisseur of pornography. I love pornography. I don't know how many of y'all saw the Clarence Thomas trial go on here. You know, the whole country's like, you know, well, we hear he used to watch porno. No! That's terrible. That can't be true. Man, watching porno. I'm just glad I wasn't up for that job. It would have been an embarrassing fucking trial, I tell you that. Mitt the Hicks, are you familiar at all? With a man named Manuel, who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor. Manny!
Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me.
Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? You know, I got news for you folks. And I know this isn't a very popular idea in this politically correct supposed world, but sorry, it's the truth and therefore needs to be said. I love pornography. Love it. Hours of it on tape. People fucking sucking every imaginable combination. The most beautiful women catching the angriest loads ever tossed. And I think it's, well, hell, I'll say it, art. Thank you, Mr. Hicks, for your testimony. I don't think there's a place for you on the Supreme Court right now. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring them tapes over here. Ooh, look at that. She go to that like a duck to water. How, how. You think that hurt? I always wind up in weird situations. By the way, how do you like this? This guy's dead who did this. Okay, that's all. Fucking dead. I like to look like a carrot. It's my dream to be a carrot. My dad used to take me to a barber named Deaf Willie when I was a kid. Deaf Willie. He'd sit you in his chair and go, say when. Joke I ever wrote. I'll blow dust off shit all night. I have nothing to do. I have nowhere to go. Is this the city where Clinton tried pot? So obvious. Well, you know, everyone knew what he meant. I tried pot, but I did not inhale. What does that mean? Brownies. Look at his waistline. I don't know. I was down in London and up in London. Where the fuck? I was in London one time. And this like busload of Iowan tourists got off, these cow people, right? And they bumped into me and I went flying into this adult bookstore. My hand was in my pocket and I go, oh, shit, I gotta get out of here. And money flies out of my hand onto the counter. This guy hands me a magazine. I'm just embarrassed. I'm beet red, and I better get home to the hotel and throw this away instantly. Get to the room, throw it towards the garbage can. It breaks open on the garbage can and opens face up on my bed. Weird days. But I'm looking at your English porno, and I'm chuckling to myself, wondering what the fucking joke is here. There's these blue dots over everything. Okay, yeah, I'm the only one here with the fucking fetishes, right?
Bill, we really don't read porno. We're in college. We read poetry and art and science. While you frequent the seedy, sticky-floored porno theaters, we are planning your future and the future of the entire world.
Great. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what it's like. Save you a field trip. There's these blue dots over all the things. I mean, like, there's a guy standing here naked like this. There's a woman kneeling naked like this. And there's a blue dot right here.
Wonder what you're doing.
Very strange. I mean, to go that far, then put a blue dot over it. I don't get it. And then I saw a club that said live sex show on stage down in the West End. I wonder what a bummer that must be to have to be the guy that holds the blue dot.
Liars! Those who knew what I just did are devil children. We don't look at the blue dot stuff. Liars!
Oh, man. Thank you for coming out. I really do. I really do. I know how hard it is to get off the couch these days, man.